If you're not regularly increasing the flow of oxygen into your lungs and enhancing the circulation of blood through your body, you're not providing your physiology the opportunity to experience peak performance. As a result of inadequately exercising your cardiovascular and respiratory systems, you place yourself at increased risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, and a variety of different cancers. At any age and regardless of your current level of fitness, beginning an aerobic exercise program will improve your physical and emotional well-being and help you grow younger. As is true with strength training, a cardiovascular fitness program does not have to be complicated in order to provide health-enhancing benefits. You do have to be regular, for your mind can always come up with some reason why exercise is not a good idea today, particularly if you get off your routine and miss a few sessions. Find an aerobic activity that you can do regularly, regardless of the weather, and stick with it. 3 to 4 sessions per week for 20 to 30 minutes is usually enough to gain substantial benefits. There are a few simple principles to follow to determine how much and how often you should be exercising in order to gain maximum cardiovascular benefit. The first step is to calculate your maximal heart rate, MHR, which is determined by subtracting your age from 220. For example, if you are 50 years old, your maximal heart rate is 170, 220 minus 50. If you are just beginning an exercise program, first check with your health provider to make certain there are no contraindications to starting an unsupervised exercise program such as heart disease, severe obesity, or limiting arthritis. At the beginning of your program, aim to reach a target exercise heart rate between 50 and 60% of your maximal heart rate. Choose 60% if you are in reasonably good shape and 50% if you're not, or if it's been a long time since you performed any cardiovascular activity. At age 50, this is calculated to be 85 to 102 beats per minute. 50% of 170 equals 85, 60% of 170 equals 102. Take your pulse before you start, and then begin exercising until your heart rate hits the target number. There are many high-quality heart monitors available for under $100 in the marketplace, and it is easier to determine your exercise level if you can just glance at a wrist monitor. Optimal benefit is gained when you exercise between 20 and 30 minutes, but if you're out of shape, begin with just 10 or 15 minutes. A wide range of activities can provide an effective cardiovascular workout, including jogging, bicycling, dancing, cycling, kickboxing, spinning, treadmill, stair climbing, rowing, hiking, and swimming. Find something you like to do that is easily accessible to you. There is also proven benefit to cross-training. This means finding a few different strength training and aerobic activities that you can rotate through on different days. One day you may use a treadmill for 20 minutes, the next day you may ride a bike, and another you may go to an aerobics dance class. Each activity will work a different set of muscles while improving your cardiovascular fitness. Establish a regular time for your daily routine to maintain consistency. Once you're comfortable at your current level of activity, try gradually increasing your target heart rate by 5% every few weeks until you're at 70 to 75% of your maximum heart rate. Do not increase your target rate if you're straining at your current level. You should be able to speak while you're exercising, although if you can easily carry on a conversation, you're probably ready to increase your intensity. For the most part, you should be able to breathe through your nose. Try singing the So Hum mantra while you're exercising to keep your attention fully in your body, using So on inhalations and Hum on exhalations. A thin layer of perspiration tells you that your body is burning calories, but you should not be sweating profusely. If at any time you become acutely short of breath or develop chest discomfort, stop your activity and immediately contact your healthcare provider. Although you will feel that you have definitely expended energy during a good workout, you should not feel completely exhausted or depleted. Some mild soreness is common at first or when you increase your intensity, but you should not have severe discomfort. Use common sense and aim for the long-term balanced benefits of a regular exercise program. It will not take long to see improvements in both strength and cardiovascular fitness with a consistent fitness program. In addition to an improvement in your general sense of well-being, you will notice that you're losing weight, sleeping better, and experiencing better digestion and elimination. Most important, you will look and feel your healthy biostat age. Start today, and you will quickly see yourself growing younger. Every day, in every way, I'm increasing my mental and physical capacity. My biostat is set at a healthy 49 years of age. I look and feel a healthy 49 years old. I am reversing my biological age by changing my perception of my body, its aging and time, through two kinds of deep rest, restful awareness and restful sleep, by nurturing my body through healthy foods, by using nutritional complements wisely, by enhancing mind-body integration, and through exercise.